makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. The Texans practiced in full pads for the first time on Sunday. Head coach Gary Kubiak talked about how the team looked. Guard Chester Pitts had some strong comments on Alex Gibbs. But first, remember, you can buy tickets to hear Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliant Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Kubiak said the first full pad practice is always the hardest, but he liked the way his team looked Sunday morning. The only injuries are that to Jacoby Jones, who is nursing a sore ankle, and Petey Fagans, who tweaked his hamstring.
Well, I think we're good and fresh in the afternoons. You know, we come in here, we're going to come in here in our hats and come in the cool air regardless of what's going on. So I think they kind of bounce back at lunch. They've got a good break. And even though the numbers are down, our bodies have been good. And that's a credit to Dan Riley and them. I think they did a very good job with them this offseason.
Kubiak really likes the way linebacker and defensive captain D'Amico Ryans looks.
He's just getting better, you know. He's just so much more confident in our defense. He knows it to the point now where he's in the coach's tail, you know. I mean, that's how smart he is. But he's very confident in his leadership in this football team. And I think he senses the help he's got around him, you know, with Bentley coming in here and a DB. I think he senses his group getting better, and that should make our football team better.
Chester Pitts had an interesting way of talking about assistant head coach Alex Gibbs. Gibbs has been hard on the O-line, but he's getting results.
The angry Cherokee. No, he's just fine. I appreciate a little attitude from a coach. I'm an easy guy, you know. He just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. But, he's intense. He's a lot of energy. You got to watch his blood pressure out here sometimes. But he's a really good coach. And, I mean, he taught me two or three tricks that I've really – kind of added to, you know, to the repertoire that I really plan to use this year. You're going to really help me.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.